You do not see something like this happen. Even when the scandal came down the pike involving Tim Donaghy, the former referee for the NBA, you didn't see the director of the FBI having a press conference about it. But that's what we saw this morning. And to me, it comes down to this. Trump is coming. He's coming. It's not hyperbolic. It's not hyperbole. I'm dead serious. He's coming for the National Football League. Why you think this whole Bad Bunny thing and the halftime Super Bowl halftime show is an issue? The NBA, and conveniently, this comes down the pike after opening night for the NBA season on ESPN. The veracity and the substance of the case itself, that has to be determined and that has to bear out. And we have to keep our eyes and ears to the grind about that to decipher, you know, how significant this is. But there's no question that it's serious. And if you're talking about an illegal gambling operation that was taking place, whether it be poker games or anything else, don't just look at the players. Look at who they're connected to. As a person who loves the NBA, who loves Adam Silver, who had love for David Stern, God rest his soul, who knows an abundance of people associated with the NBA, I know that there's no way in my heart of hearts, I firmly believe rather, there's no way they would be remotely associated with such a thing. They take these things very seriously. But when it comes to Trump, this is not about that. This is about the integrity of the league. This is about impugning their integrity. This is about making things a bit messy and inconvenient. And whoever has to suffer, so be it. And why? Because people came after him. I've said before, vengeance, retribution. The man ain't playing. And this is not me casting aspersions, making judgment, or doing anything on anybody's side. I'm just telling you what I know. The man ain't playing. It's not like some superstar was named in all of this, y'all. This is Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier. But it didn't stop them from having a press conference at 10 a.m. to make sure that ABC had it. And First Take had it. And the sports world had it to let you know what's coming down the pike. Because he's coming. Don't kill the messenger. I'm just giving you the message. I'm telling you what I know. Meaning what has been told to me. Not by him, because I don't talk to him. And I don't agree with him, and I didn't vote for him. But you must understand. This is the climate. He ain't messing around.